This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He made some comments yesterday after the game, and there's one in particular that stood out to me. He was being interviewed with AT&T Sportsnet post-game. And here's what he had to say to this question.
First place Pittsburgh Pirates in June.
Relax, it's June. We got to take it day by day.
Okay, it wasn't really a question, but the Pirates are first place in June. This is Robbie and Mikowski. And then Andrew McCutchen's like, whoa, it's June. You know, relax. Don't get ahead of yourselves, pretty much what he's saying. And you know what? That gives me some better vibes. I remember the 2013 Pirates. I believe they were the first of 50 wins that year before the Cardinals passed them after June. And McCutchen was on that team. McCutchen also was a part of several teams beyond the Pirates that were hyped up. The Giants in 2018 had an elite outfield that McCutchen was a part of that didn't turn out very well. And it was also an even year. Everybody expected the Giants to do well that year. That was the first even year of the decade that the Giants didn't make the playoffs. Of the 2010s decade. Or that Phillies team when he signed that $50 million contract over 3 years with the Phillies. Was injured his first year. COVID was year number two. But the Phillies had high expectations with all the players they were signing. McCutchen was one of those team, one of the players on the one of those Phillies teams that as a whole the team didn't do well. The Brewers last year were kind of, I mean, the Brewers have been a little bit, you know, I don't want to say this too harshly before they come into Pittsburgh or come to play the Pirates at all. They haven't played the Pirates yet this season. They just seem like they're getting more forgettable. That 2018 team that made it to the NLCS and took the Dodgers to seven games was the last of their big breaks in that core that they had, and that core has since been dismantled. And I know that they're fighting with the Pirates for first place, but there's still something just forgettable about them. I don't know. They just are all over the place. And they haven't been a team to follow, but McCutchen was on that team last year, and the Brewers didn't do so well last year. So McCutchen's had a lot of experience. And when he was young, I mean, it was cool to be the face of the franchise, I bet, for him. Cool to be the face of the franchise and be, you know, the young talent, the talent in their prime, you know, and looking up to other veteran players that were on the team at the time in 2013, 2014, and 2015. But, like, I think I can imagine that over time, being on teams with such hype, being on teams that were supposed to do, oh, I forgot about the Yankees as well. He was part of the Yankees team that lost in the division series in 2018 to the eventual World Series champion Red Sox. But I'm saying he's been around the block now. I mean, he's had experience with other teams, many players. I'm just getting championship caliber vibes from this guy. I mean, the, you know, AT&T Sportsnet, we here at the Fan, of course, we want to hype the team up. We want to mention them when they do well for sure, and we want to celebrate when they do well. But as a player, I'm totally fine with him saying what he did. Like, relax, it's June. I mean, listen to that again.
First place Pittsburgh Pirates in June.
Relax, it's June. We got to take it day by day.
Love that. I'm fine with that. That's wonderful. Take it day by day. Great idea. What I just talked about in the first segment, taking it day by day, I was partially inspired by him. Because if Andrew McCutchen's taking it day by day, and the rest of the team is taking it day by day, and they don't get ahead of themselves, the season does not end in June. The season doesn't end until October. Postseason doesn't start until October. There are many more games to be played. There are many more games to be won. This isn't just automatic. Those are people, those are players out on the field that have to perform almost every night for 5-6 months out of the year. So for him to say that is inspiring. He's acknowledging, and it seems that the rest of the team's following lead, that they recognize that it's only June. I think it's okay that we as fans celebrate. I think it's okay that we as fans appreciate each day, but I think we should also as fans take it day by day. I think we should appreciate that the players are only taking it day by day. There's nothing wrong with that, and I think that's, you know, championship mentality. I think in 2013, 14 and 15, sometimes we were getting a little ahead of ourselves at certain times, with 2015 being the exception because they didn't win 98 games. But 2014, there was a bit of a slide. They won 88 that year. 2013, there was a high because they hadn't been to the playoffs since 1992. But this year can be a little different. There were no expectations for this season. And sometimes I appreciate the passion of fans for being angry when they started so strongly and then fell off. They collapsed in the month of May. But just think about where this team was supposed to be this year. Think about, you know, 2024 is our year. That talk. And right now, there's no worry about 2024 very much. Because they're in a position right now where they are racing for the division lead in the NL Central. I say just enjoy this for what it is. Again, I say also you don't have to be satisfied with the win yesterday. It doesn't have to make you feel good, but don't be angry about it. Give them another chance. They got two more chances. They got two games to win to complete the sweep. We don't got to be mad after yesterday's game. It's okay. And be inspired by McCutcheon's words. It's only June. It's a long season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.